Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview, presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar, using food and wine to create memorable times.
Laird, it's Gary. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Everything's good. I appreciate you being here. Welcome to Memphis once again. I know that you finally hit the ground running. How's the week gone?
It's been fantastic. It's, as you might imagine, quite a whirlwind. I'm just trying to make the rounds and meet as many Memphis folks as I can and ask a bunch of questions and figure out what we got going.
That makes sense. That's the thing you ought to do when you get a new job. And so now you're running around the city making phone calls. But tonight you've got a big event down at FedEx Forum, Memphis Madness. You've worked at lots of different schools, Power 5 schools. Is it incredible to you that 18,000 people are going to be at a Thursday night pep rally? Is it weird to you, baffling to you? What are your thoughts on this thing that could probably happen at some other places around the country, but I don't think many?
No, I think you're right. It is incredible. It's awesome. I'm so excited to see it and experience it. I am absolutely certain that I've never experienced something quite like this. So be pretty special.
And talking to Laird Veach, he's the Memphis Athletic Director here on 92.9 FM ESPN. I know that they've been planning this for a little while. Do you, when you come in, do you have any, do you want to know, hey, okay, exactly what's going to be happening? I don't want to be caught up by surprise. Do you have your fingerprints on this at all, or do you let the people who are handling it just handle it?
Yeah, not a bit. I let them handle it. Who's been handling it? It's my first time seeing it. And, you know, I was in a position, a pretty fun experience down at Florida to work with Garth Brooks on a concert we hosted there in the Swamp. And it was a lot of fun. But I think this was quite a bit different than a Garth Brooks concert. That's my closest experience. So I decided I'd probably just lay back and watch the show like everybody else.
That's interesting because I guess I'd wonder sort of your approach to dealing with a high-profile coach like Penny Hardaway. He's not only super famous here, he's very quickly become one of the biggest figures in the sport of college basketball, the type of person who just yesterday Tony Kornheiser and Michael Wilbon are talking about on national television, even though we're still a month away from the college basketball season. They weren't talking about any other college basketball coach on Pardon the Interruption yesterday, just Penny Hardaway. How do you deal with or work with, rather, a coach of that magnitude? Because I've talked to enough athletic directors to know that some of them are really hands-on and they want to meet all the time and really, you know, be a partner. And then, I don't think Darren Boatwright would mind me saying this, he's the director of athletics at Wichita State. He said when, you know, like with Greg Marshall, he's like basically told Greg, when you need something, let me know. Otherwise, just I'm going to stay out of your way because I know you know what you're doing. How do you approach that?
You know, I think there's a balance there. I think that, you know, your a couple of words you used there, probably the most important one is partner. You know, I want to come alongside him and support him. Clearly, he doesn't need me to help him in any way with the basketball piece. I think he's got that more than covered. So you come alongside him and just try to find out how you can support him. And whether that's Penny or any of our other coaches, that needs to be the attitude and approach, not only of me, but all of our administration. We're there to support coaches to do their job. And, you know, that needs to be different for different coaches. Some need more hands-on support. Some need less. And you kind of feel that out as you go. Throughout my career, I've worked with a lot of high-profile coaches, probably nobody quite like Penny. But I will tell you, he's been so gracious and good to me throughout this whole thing. And I've stopped by practice last night. One of the sort of approaches that I've learned to take over the years with all coaches is you want to be visible and around, be connected, be supportive, but be low key. You know, it's their program to run, so you let them run it, and make sure that we're, of course, doing the right things and supporting them where we can, but I'm just fortunate to be here at the time when we have something special like this going.
I'm talking to Laird Veach. He's the new athletic director at the University of Memphis. He'll be inside FedEx Forum tonight. Memphis Madness sold out. Doors open at 6. Festivities start at 7. It's scheduled to go till about 9:30. I know you talked about this with Jeff Calkins with the Daily Memphian in a Q&A that published there, but it is pretty interesting. You're taking over an athletic department at a time where you could reasonably argue you couldn't have a better football coach or men's basketball coach for your particular school at a given time. I'm not trying to insist that you've got the best basketball coach in the world or the best football coach in the world, although you might. I'm just saying that for a school like Memphis, it's hard to imagine you doing much better than this. What's it like walking into that situation?
Well, sort of as my response was before, is, you know, how would you want it any other way?
Right.
I mean, that's what you shoot for when you get into any kind of program. And to walk into a situation like this, I view as extremely fortunate. It also allows you to sort of focus on the things that I mentioned earlier, like, you know, relationships and understanding the inner workings of the department and, you know, make campus connections, all the other things you need to do because, you know, you have confidence in those sports programs to do what they need to do. And obviously those are critical, you know, not just for their own programs, but for the rest of our programs and for the institution as a whole.
Obviously, you know about the good things that are happening on that campus. And I'm curious, have you been able to identify yet, and perhaps it's just too early, but have you been able to identify yet things that you go, okay, this is running perfectly, this is exactly where I want it, this is something I've got to get fixed? Have you recognized any of those things? What's priority number one in the get fixed business?
You know, it really is too early to say. And, you know, you have little inklings of things or thoughts. You observe something here. But what you have to be really careful of is just taking a quick sliver of an impression and making decisions that quickly. You know, I like to think of it as more sort of triangulating different opinions, different perspectives, to where you get really a lot more secure in your opinions before you make those kind of moves. But, you know, we do have good people, and clearly there's been some good things going on here. So that's fortunate when you're walking in, so you don't feel like you have to, you know, make a huge impact right away. You come in and learn how to tweak things as you go.
I'm talking to Laird Veach, University of Memphis Athletic Director here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Obviously, we know tonight is sold out. Do you have an idea of where the school is at on season tickets and that type of thing right now? What are we looking at in terms of what FedEx Forum is going to look like when the actual games get started?
You know, I don't have a great feel for that yet. I know that there are certainly tickets available still, which is important for everybody to know. But I think it's getting tighter and tighter as we go. The way it was sort of explained to me, they were trying to break it down between, you know, season tickets, student tickets, the different allotments that our relationship with FedEx Forum have related to suites and club seats and all that. So I'm starting to get an impression of it. I will tell you, you know, I believe you're going to walk in there and it's going to look very full. But I also know that there's availability for folks who still want to buy.
Obviously, when people talk about the new Memphis athletic director, they think of you as an athletic director. But you're not just that. You're a husband. You're a father. You've got real life stuff going on. I'm always interested, like in the middle of a school year, or at least the beginning of a school year, having to move a family from one place to the other. How has that gone? Has it been a smooth transition?
You know, it is challenging. Fortunately, I genuinely have a great wife, and she's been through this before. When you're in this kind of profession, you have to deal with those kind of challenges. So you learn to kind of get better and better at it as you go. This is the first time where we've moved early in a fall semester, and we made the decision to wait until the end of this semester to move our family up to allow our kids to, you know, finish the fall semester there in Florida, and then they'll move up in December in time for, you know, holidays and the bowl game, and then we'll get the spring semester started then. But, you know, at the same time, for me, I'm going to be, you know, rolling so fast and hard for these first several weeks that, you know, it allows really them to kind of focus on family and me to focus on work during these early days.
It is interesting the way it cuts both ways, because I've talked to basketball coaches about this. They'll take a job, you know, in late March, early April, and their kids are still in school, And so suddenly they're living at a new place, could be anywhere, like wherever they took the job, and their family stays behind because the kids want to finish school where they're at. And it's the first time in this person's life that he's ever lived without his wife, ever lived without his children, and he misses them dearly. But he also says exactly what you said. The good part of it is I can just focus on work 24 hours a day, and then, you know, because that might be what I need to be doing right now anyway. So it sort of works both ways. But I know it's a challenge, and I appreciate you sharing that with me. I'm talking to Laird Veach, the athletic director at the University of Memphis. I want to talk to you about some big-picture college athletic stuff, because I was at Big Ten Media Day yesterday, and sure, a big topic of conversation was Michigan State and preseason number one and Cassius Winston and all that stuff. But also, name, image, and likeness rights came up consistently. And best I can gather, the NCAA is against it, obviously. Conference commissioners don't seem that excited about it. Athletic directors are, it's a mixed bag. Coaches are, I think they realize they just got to publicly support it or else it'll be used against them in recruiting. And then players, of course, are for it for obvious reasons. Where do you stand on the possibility of student athletes someday soon being able to profit off of their name, image, and likeness rights?
Well, I certainly stand on the side of not appreciating the direction we're headed currently, where it's going to force upon us, and the state's kind of dictating that at a level that creates some real challenges for us to function as a whole body, and that's what you get frustrated with. I think all of us, no matter where we're at from an administration standpoint, we have significant concerns about how it impacts all the other student athletes that may not directly benefit from name, image, and likeness, and how that affects the collegiate model as a whole. And where the angst comes, I think, is just not having the chance yet, really, to manage that and get it to a point where we're confident we're able to maintain all the good that comes from college athletics, and you know, the incredible benefits that are already there, from a scholarship to a young person, and not pulling away from all those opportunities. So you know, beyond that, I'm certainly, as I mentioned to Jeff, I believe, was, you know, I have to be the most junior athletic director in the country, so I don't need to be the voice on the issue. But the key to me is just having an ability for us to manage it as a body and do it in a right way that's best for everybody, and not rush through it to a point where there are significant negative impacts long-term to the overall model.
I'm wrapping up here with Laird Veach. He's the new athletic director at the University of Memphis. He'll be inside FedEx Forum tonight for Memphis Madness. Doors open at 6. Festivities start at 7. If you don't have a ticket yet, you're going to have to shop the secondary market, because the official tickets are sold out. Last thing before I let you go, and I appreciate your time. Every time the subject of conference realignment comes up, what I hear from athletic directors who are, for lack of a better phrase, on the wrong side of the fence of the Power Five structure, they say you always have to be preparing for the possibility or the opportunity that something's going to open up for you, even if it's an unlikely scenario and has never happened to date. Is that your approach as well, that you can't predict this stuff, you don't know when something might happen, but you want to be in a good position when that thing might happen so that you can possibly, theoretically, take advantage of it?
That's absolutely the right answer. And you have to look at it that way almost constantly, to where, you know, we're positioning ourselves to be the best we can be. But, you know, the reality of it is, you know, that needs to be our charge regardless of what happens on the conference level. We are actually well positioned in our conference. We have an incredibly powerful and good competitive conference at the moment. But at the same time, there will be change at some point. You just don't know when it is. So, you know, continue to do the things like we're doing now, where we're investing in facilities as we have been over recent years, where we have really good, really competitive programs. You know, one of the things that gets often overlooked in that discussion on the media side is the importance of the academic side of the house. Sure. And with University of Memphis being ranked as a Tier 1 research institution, all the momentum and positivity going across campus, I have been extremely impressed with, you know, my counterparts across campus, and you know, that's going to have a major impact as well. So we're doing all the right things, and we are, you know, incredibly well positioned on many levels. But then you just got to, you know, be able to manage it when the time comes. And I think that's when, you know, relationships and network and understanding the landscape is important.
That's Laird Veach. He's the Memphis Athletic Director on Twitter, at Laird Veach. He'll be inside FedEx Forum tonight for Memphis Madness. Again, doors open at 6. The festivities start at 7. Laird, I know how busy you are. I appreciate your time, and I look forward to seeing you tonight inside the building.
Happy to do it, Gary. Thank you.
All right, take care. That's Laird Veach, Memphis Athletic Director.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.